The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
With Rosh Hashanah just 1 week away, let us give a little attention to try to find out what the essence of the day of the Rosh Hashanah is, and therefore what are some of the obligations which it places upon us. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Masechet Rosh Hashanah, and the Pes Zayin. The Gemara says, Tan Yom Rabbi Yehuda, Yishum Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Kiva, Mipnei Ma Omer Teira, Yo Omer, Omer B'Pesach. Why did the Torah say that we should bring the Omer? This was a korban, a sacrifice of barley on Pesach. Because Pesach, which comes in the spring in Eretz Yisrael, this is the time of the grain. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Almighty, said, bring before me Omer, this barley, as a sacrifice, in order that your grains of the field will be blessed. And why did the Torah say that on the Atzeres and Shavuos you should bring the Shtei Halechem? This was a sacrifice of wheat. Because Shavuos is the time of the crops of the trees. Rashi explains here that this goes according to the opinion that wheat originally was a tree. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aviya Lepana Shtei Alechem Ma'atzeres Kedei Shiz Baruch Hu Lechem Peres HaIlon. Therefore bring before me this sacrifice of wheat in order that all of the wheat and all of the fruits will be blessed. U'mipnei ma omer teira nishku mayim b'chag. Why did the Torah say bring water, the sacrifice of the water, the nisuch ha-mayim on Sukkos? Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu nisku lefonai mayim b'chag kidei shiz baruch hu lechem gishmei shona. Because Sukkos is the time of the rains, and in order that the rains for the coming year shall be blessed, bring before me the sacrifice of the water. The imru lefonai b'Rosh Hashanah, and on Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, declare before me Malchiyais Zichreinais V'Sheifreis. On Rosh Hashanah you should declare before me Malchiyais, this is the kingship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zichreinais are bring before HaKadosh Baruch Hu memories of Zkuyais, of the good deeds of Klal Yisrael. And Sheifreis, the Shofar. Malchiyais, you should declare before me Malchiyais, my kingship, in order that I might, that I will be made to be king over you. You should declare before me your Zkuyais, your deeds of the past, in order that I shall remember you for good. Ubameh. How should you bring these deeds of the past before me? Through the shofar. So the Gemara tells us that on every chag we're obligated to bring before HaKadosh Baruch Hu something which pertains to the essence of the chag, and through this the yantif will be blessed. On Rosh Hashanah we should declare before HaKadosh Baruch Hu his kingship, Malchiyos, and we should bring before him Zichreinais, the memories of our good deeds. And how should we bring this? Through Sheifres, through the Sheifer. Omar Rebabol said, Loma taking the Sheifer shall ayil. Why do we use the Shofar of the Ram? Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tikul Lefonai B'Shefer Shel Ayil, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, blow before me with the shofar of the ram, Kidei She'esko Lechem HaKadosh Yitzchok Ben Abraham, in order that I will remember the Akedah of Yitzchok Ben Abraham. And when Abraham came to sacrifice Yitzchok Avinu, and he bound him in order to put him on the altar, and he was about to shecht him, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, the angel came and said, do not put your hand on him. And instead, he found a ram, he sacrificed the ram. So when we blow the shofar of the ram's horn, so this brings before HaKadosh Baruch Hu this deed of Yitzchok Avinu. This is the Zichronis. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu then says, Esko lechem HaKadosh Yitzchok ben Abraham, Mala ani aleichem ki lakartem atzmechem lefona. I shall remember the binding of Yitzchok, the son of Abraham, and I shall consider as if you have bound yourself before me, that you have sacrificed yourself before. This is what the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Zayin. Malchus. This that we have to declare HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kingship. What does this mean concisely? This is something we've spoken on many times in the past. On Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megale, his Malchus, he reveals his kingship to the world. He brings forth his power and reigns over the world. And as he reveals his kingship over the world, then he judges the world. Because it is the obligation of the king to place his empire in order and to perfect it. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king, Melech Malchei Amlochim, the king of all kings, king of the entire world. Therefore, when he brings forth his kingship, together comes Mishpat, where he judges his world, he perfects it, to see that everything is in its proper order. And this is why, during the time of Rosh Hashanah, we're maskirin, we make mention of Malchiyos and all of the tefillos, the prayers we mention, Amelech HaKodesh, Amelech HaMishpat. The reason why Kodesh Baruch Hu reveals to the world his kingship on Rosh Hashanah is because on Rosh Hashanah is the time when the world was created. The Gemara tells us in Daf Yud Aleph in Masechta Rosh Hashanah. And Daf Yud Aleph in Masechta Rosh Hashanah that the world was created, Hayom Haras Elam, the world was created in Tishrei. And even according to the opinion that the world was created in Nisan, but everyone agrees that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's first thoughts to create the world was in Tishrei. So since this is the time when he created the world, it was the time when he became Melech, king of the world. So when this time of the year comes again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus, his kingship is brought forth to the world. But there's another reason which is deeper than this as to why Malchus comes on Rosh Hashanah. Actually, the Medrash tells us, this is in Vayikra Rabbah, that in reality it was not the world that was created on Rosh Hashanah. The world itself was created on the 25th day of Elul, 6 days before Rosh Hashanah. The day man was created sixth day of the week, Erev Shabbos, that was Rosh Hashanah. So why don't we celebrate Rosh Hashanah then on the 25th of Elul? That was the time when Kodesh Baruch Hu began to create the world. The answer to that is Ein Melech Velei Am. There is no king without a nation. The Gemara tells us a king without a nation is not a king. Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world. His purpose was that his kingship should be brought forth into this world. Not that it should remain the Elyonim, that it should remain in the upper worlds. And before the creation of man, Kodesh Baruch Hu was a Melech Be'Elyonim, he was a king in the upper worlds. But he was not a king in this world. Not until there was someone who could recognize that he was the king, who could recognize his greatness, was his presence felt in this world. Before then, he might have been a king, but not in this world. This is similar to what the Chazal tell us, that Avraham Avinu made when he was sending his servant Eliezer to find a bride for Yitzchak. So he said, Basbiecho, I will take, you shall take an oath, Elokei HaShemayim Elokei HaOretz, by the name of the God of the heaven and the God of the land. In another place, before that, Abraham had mentioned Elokei HaShemayim, the God of the heaven. So Abraham said that before he was the God of the heaven, but now through my work of exposing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness in the world, today he is the God of the heaven and the God of the earth. Abraham was able, was capable of bringing the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the world. So the same at the creation. At the time of the creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not the Melech of this world, because there was no one in this world to recognize his greatness or his goodness. When he created man, this was the beginning of his malchus. This is like we say in the Kadesh Shimcha Ba'elom, that we shall sanctify HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in this world. So this means that the Tchilas Zrichas Malchusa Yisbarach, the very first rays of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness that reached into the heart of man, that reached into the heart of this world, this took place not on the first day of creation, but on the sixth day of creation. And this was on the first day of Tishrei. Therefore, this created a great sanctity in the world. And this sanctity finds itself in the very essence of Rosh Hashanah. So every Rosh Hashanah, as it comes again, the flow of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the kingship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is again strengthened and brought into the world. He reveals himself to the world. And since he reveals himself to the world, he is the Melech, therefore he must do Mishpat and Din, he must judge the people. Therefore Rosh Hashanah is known as Yom HaMishpat, Yom HaDin, the day of judgment and of justice. This is Malchus. Now, this explains for us why the Gemara says that it is our obligation, Imru lefonai Malchus kedesha tam lichuni alechem, it is the obligation of Yisrael to declare the Malchus Hashem in order that I might reign over you. Because the Almighty is not the king that he wants to be in this world merely by the fact itself. He is only the king in this world if Klal Yisrael will coronate him, if Klal Yisrael will recognize him. This is the king that he wants to be in this world. So therefore he commands Klal Yisrael and Rosh Hashanah, Imru lefonai Malchus, recognize my kingship, declare my kingship, in order that I might reign over you. So it is our obligation to coronate, to place the crown on a Kodesh Baruch Hu in this world. This is Malchus. What is Zichreinus? The Gemara says that we must bring our good deeds before our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Imru lefanai Zichreinus. In order that your deeds will come before me and I shall remember you for good. What does this mean? The Medrash tells us in Vayikra Parsha Choftes, Rav Levi b'shem Rami Bar Choma Amar. Rav Levi said in the name of Rami Bar Choma, Moshe leben Malachi, Shahaya leidin b'fnei Ovid. This is an example of a son of a king who was called before his father for a trial. He was in trouble. Omale Ovid, v'imato mevakish lishka islofona b'din b'yem azeh. Menei ni plugis pleni bezakoi liponai bedin. So the father said that if you want to be victorious before me in this trial, so bring forth this particular person with you, because he's a great favorite of mine, and through him you will be victorious. Kach omar HaKodesh Baruch Hu. So did HaKodesh Baruch Hu say to Israel, B'ni, im atem machshim nishka islofonai b'din b'yem azeh, tiu maskirim shkus oves. So did HaKodesh Baruch Hu say to Israel, if you want to be victorious before me b'din on this day, so then you should be maskir shkus oves. Make mention of the shkus of the oves. Bring forth the oves, the fathers. Atem zeichen lofonai b'din, and you will be victorious. Echo to Abraham. Bring with you Abraham. Zichrein through as a Yitzchok. Bring with you Yitzchok. Mikrokedish de Yaakov. Bring with you Yaakov. When you come before me on the day of judgment, come with Abraham, with Yitzchok and Yaakov. And then you will be victorious in me. So the Zichreinus is to bring the Schus Ovis. Now this needs a lot of explanation. First of all, ain't shicha lifnei kisei HaKodesh. What do we have to remind HaKodesh Baruch Hu for? There is no lapse of memory by HaKodesh Baruch Hu. So why is it necessary for us to bring zichreinis to HaKodesh Baruch Hu? Secondly, even though we see that we bring with us the schus of all of the others of Abraham, Yitzchok and Yaakov, we see here a particular emphasis on Yitzchok. The Gemara said that how should you bring the Zichreinus? With Shefer. And the Shefer should be with an isle, a ram, in order that I should remember Yitzchok. What is the particular emphasis of Yitzchok Avinu here? The Medrash tells us that actually there's a second dimension to Rosh Hashanah besides the dimension that we just mentioned. The Medrash tells us in Choftes Siv Gimel, Yehuda Ben Nachman Posach, Ola Lekim Betrua, Hashem Bekol Sheifor. Ola Lekim Betrua, Hashem went up with the trua. The trua is the blast of the shofar. Hashem bekol shofar. Hashem through the sound of the shofar. So the pasuk says two things. This is a pasuk from Tehillim, Mem Zayin. All elikim betrua. Hashem went up through the trua, the blast of the trua. Hashem bekol shofar, he went up through the voice, through the sound of the shofar. Firstly, what does it mean Hashem went up? Almost. Where did he go? Secondly, it tells us twice he went up with the truah, he went up with the sound of the shofar. Thirdly, the beginning of the pasuk states Ola Elohim, uses the name of Hashem Elohim. The end of the pasuk states Hashem, the Havaya, Shem Havaya, Yud-Kei-Mod-Kei. These are two different names. Elohim, this refers to Mishpat and Din. The Gemara says many times, Elohim Zubezdin, that's the Dayan. Elohim, the word Elohim, this refers to Mishpat and Din, to the dimension of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he judges and he executes law and order. Hashem, the other name, this refers to the dimension of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Rachem, of mercy and compassion. So what is the explanation of this possible? So the Medrash explains, Shosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yeshev V'Eila Kisei Din Din Hu Eila Matam Ol Elohim V'Trua. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu first goes up on Rosh Hashanah, where is he going up on Rosh Hashanah? He's adorning himself in the clothing of majesty. Rosh Hashanah means he becomes the Melech. So he goes up to his throne. And he goes up to his throne with the Truah, the last of the shofar. When he first goes up to the throne, he goes up to the throne of Din. He sits on the throne of judgment. Ma'atam ol Elohim v'truah. As it states that Hashem goes up with Truah Elohim, and that's judgment. U'b'shosh Yisrael nightly neshefreihem, and when Yisrael goes and they take their shefres, v'taking lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they blow their shefres before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who omeg mikisei hadin, he stands up from the throne of judgment, he removes himself from the throne of judgment, and he goes up to another throne, v'yoshev mikisei rachamim, he goes up to another throne, to a throne of mercy. Receive Hashem bekol shefor. It says that Hashem goes up a second time. This time he uses the name Hashem Havayu, which is rachamim, compassion. Umizmala aleihem rachamim, and he fills himself with compassion. Umerachim aleihem, and he has mercy on them. Behofech aleihem, and he turns over Midas Hadin L'Rachamim, the dimension of judgment to the dimension of mercy. Emosai, when B'Chedesh HaShvi, at the beginning of the seventh month, which is Rosh Hashanah. Then the Medrash continues, the Mishua Posach, Ashrei Om Yedea Tzrua, Hashem Bo'or Ponecha Yalechum. Ashrei Om, fortunate is the nation that knows the Tzrua. Knows the truth of the sound of the shofar. Hashem be'or ponechu yaleichum. Hashem, and again it's the name of Rachamim, be'or ponechu, in the light of your face, yaleichum, they shall go. The Baboa posa kroa, so the Gemara at the Medrash asks, what does it mean? Ashrei Om. Fortunate is the nation that knows the Truah. What is so difficult about knowing the Truah? The nations of the world, don't they know the Truah? They also can take a shofar and blow the shofar. Kama kronei sheish lehem, kama bukinoi sheish lehem, kama salfim garsi yesh lehem. They have all types of instruments. They have all types of horns. So what does it mean, Ashrei Om Yodea Trua? Fortunate is the nation that knows the Trua. V'amalta Ashrei Om Yodea Trua. Elo sheheim makirin lefateis es borem betrua. They know the secret of betrua. Everyone knows how to blow a shofar. But the secret of the shofar, this is only Klal Yisrael. What is the secret of the shofar? Lefateis es borem. To influence the Creator to change from the throne of Deen, of law, of judgment, to the throne of Racham. Yodea lefateis es borem betrua v'hu emen mikise adin l'kise arachem u'mismal aleim rachamim v'hefech lehem midas adin l'midas arachem. Ashrei om yodea trua, fortunate is the nation that knows the trua, that understands the secret of the trua, that they can change the dimension of Deen to the dimension of Racham. They can change the judgment to compassion. Hashem bor ponecho yalechu, and therefore they walk through the light of Hashem. So we see that Rosh Hashanah, when we declare Malchus, kingship, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ascends his throne. But this is the throne of Melech HaMishpat, the King of Judgment. And then he is ready to judge the entire nation in accordance to the letter of the law. The entire world in accordance to the letter of the law. But when Klal Yisrael comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Zichreinus, that they bring forth the memories of their good deeds to him, and they blow the shofar before him, then the mahapech es adin l'racham. They change the situation. Kodesh Baruch Hu gets up from the throne of Din, and he goes and he sits on the throne of Racham. And not only do they change the throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but almost the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it reaches to the very name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because first he was judging the world with his name Elokim, Ola Elokim v'tzua, and now he is judging the world with his name of Yudke Vovke Hashem v'kol Shefo. That their zikreinus and shayfres reach to the very name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we see that there's a second dimension in the Rosh Hashanah. And this second dimension is brought about by the zikreinus through the shayfres. To further explain this, we will go to a Gemara in Masechta Shabbos. The Gemara says, and I'm there some days. This is the Gemara that we brought in the past. Omer B'Yenison. B'Yenison says, Mahu to see what is it that is written? Suppose it from Yishayo, Samach Gimel, Ki Ato Avinu Ki Avram Lo Yadanu Yisrael Lo Yakiden. Ato Avinu, you are our father. Klal Yisrael said, you are our father. Abraham, he does not know us. Yisrael, Yaakov, does not recognize us. Ato Hashem Avinu Ba'alenu Me'olam Shemecho Losu. Me'olam Shemecho. You Hashem, you are our Father, you shall redeem us. In the beginning it says, Ato Avinu, you are our Father, and it's not referring to Hashem. The end starts to refer to Hashem. In the beginning it says, you are our Father, Abraham does not know us, and Israel does not recognize us. So who are we referring to? We're referring to Yitzchak. The Gemara continues, Le'osin Lovay. In time to come, Hashem will say to Abraham, your children have sinned against me. Abraham will answer, if they have sinned against you, and there's no point of return, then you must destroy them for the sake of the sanctity of your name. Omar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Emele Yaakov, I'll go to Yaakov. I'm not going to get too far here. I'll go to Yaakov, Davar Etzar Gidul Bonim. Maybe Yaakov will have more rachamim, more compassion on the children, because he had so much Tzar Gidul Bonim. He had such difficulty bringing up the 12 sons. Maybe he'll have more compassion on them. Efshi the boy rachmi alayv. Omele Bonecha Potu. So he goes to Yaakov, he says, your children have sinned. Omar Lefono, Ribbono Shel Olam, Yimoch Al Kiddush Shemecha. Yaakov answers the same thing. Yaakov says that if they have sinned and you cannot bring them back, so then you must destroy them for the sanctity of your name. Omar Aleph Sabi Taimov, Aleph Adaraki Eitzov. Kodesh Baruch Hu says that with the old one, that is not good logic, that was Abraham. And with the young one, with Yaakov, we know, Jacob, that is not good chemistry. I'll go to the middle one, to Yitzchok. Omale li Yitzchok, the never caught of the. So he goes to Yitzchok and he says, your children have sinned. Omale fonav ribeinu shel olam, b'niva lebonecho. So Yitzchok answers back. He says, my children are not your children. Yishoa shim gimu lefonecho nasa l'nishma, karosa lehem b'niva chayri. When they accepted the Torah and they said that we will do everything that's written in the Torah without even knowing what's written in the Torah, you called them my son, my firstborn. Now you call them your son. You refer to them. They're your children also. The old kama kotu. And secondly, how much did they sin? How much could they sin? How long does a person live for? 70 years. The first 20 years, you cannot hold anything against them. This is the deen, that Shemayim, heaven, cannot give punishment for the first 20 years. So subtract 20 years, partial l'chamish. This leaves 50 years. Of the 50 years, half a person's life is almost spent in sleep. So you must take away 25 years. This leaves 25. Dal tati sori upalgo that sluye umechel besakisa. Of the 25, a person davens, a person eats, a person takes care of his other earthly needs, which at which time is not sinning. So we must divide that in half. So this leaves only 12 and a half. So there's only a possibility of sinning during 12 and a half years of a person's life, Yitzchok said. Imato sevelas kula mutov. You carry it. Kol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you can carry it. Vimlav, if you cannot, palgo lai, palgo lecho, we'll go halves. You carry half and I'll carry half. Vimtim tzolemar, kulam alai, and if you still refuse, I'll carry it all. Why can I carry it all? Hakriftu nafshoi kamoch, because I sacrificed myself to you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was appeased. Posku li'omru, so therefore Klal Yisrael said, Ato Avinu, you are our father. So this is what he meant in the pasuk that states, you are our father, Abraham does not know us, and Israel, Yaakov, did not recognize us. It was only Yitzchok. So Yitzchok said, he says, instead of praising me, praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Nosleinim Lamorim, so they lifted their eyes upward, and they said, Ato Hashem Avinu Ba'aleinu Melam Shemecha. At the end of the pasuk, they praised HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we see that the Gemara is bringing out here, there seemed to be a strange quality, a unique quality in Yitzchok that the other Oveis did not have. Abraham was not willing, or he was not capable of carrying the chatoim, the sins of the children, and neither was Yisrael, Yaakov. But Yitzchok was. And on what basis was Yitzchok? Because when he said, "Vokrihtu nafshoi kamoch," because I sacrificed myself before you. Now, what does this mean? The Netzach Yisrael, Perek Yud Gimel, explains this. It means as follows. Klal Yisrael, the Jew, the average Jew, he has a strong bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is unbreakable and inseparable. No matter what he will do, we're speaking under the huge, huge majority of the Jewish nation. There are ways that a person having forbid could sever his attachment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are singular ways. Huge, huge majority of the nation, no matter what an individual will do under normal circumstances, normal Jewish life, he has a bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is inseparable and unbreakable. The attachment between he and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is too strong. This attachment is the pnimi. This is the internal attachment of a Jew and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his creator. No matter how far he will normally go away from his source, the eternal attachment is not broken. Lo yidach mimenu nidach. How far the Jews will stray internally in the secrets of one's heart and soul, the attachment is still there and it will not be broken. This is what the Chazal mean when they say Yisrael achal pi shekoto Yisrael, that a Jew, even though he has sinned, he has transgressed, he has gone far away, he's still a Jew. And it would take extraordinary situations for a Jew actually to sever his tie with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is in the deep panemius, in the deep, in the depths, the hidden depths of the person, not necessarily externally. It is for this reason that there is such great tshuva and kapora by the Jew. How is it possible that a Jew does tshuva, he returns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's mechuper, there is atonement. The word kapora, Rashi tells us in many places, is from the word kinuach, to cleanse. When a Jew sins, it is not a sin which goes into the depths of the Jew, like by the nations of the world, but rather it is a superficial blemish. If something is only superficial, then it can be cleansed. The Jew sins, he does tshuva, there is kapora. He can purify himself, he can cleanse himself, he can bring himself back to a source. There is nothing in the world that stands before the tshuva, the will to return to his source, the will of a Jew. That's because of this great bond that is in the depths of every Jew's heart and soul. And therefore the kapora helps. This is what Shlomo HaMelech said. Do not look at me because I am blackened, because I am merely blackened by the sun. But you should not think that if I am blackened, this is a moon this is an imperfection in essence. It is not. It is only a superficial imperfection. And if this is the case, then it can be easily cleansed, easily perfected. This is what a Jew is. Yisrael, afal pi shechoto. Yisrael, even though he has strayed away, he is still a Yisrael. This is the bond that he has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where did this come from? Where did the Jew get this? Why do we say this in a Jew and not in a member of the nations of the world? This the Jew inherited from Yaakov, from Yitzchak, from Yitzchak. Why? Because Yitzchak brought himself closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than any human being. He gave himself as a sacrifice to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From all of the others, all of the foundations of Israel, they were all willing to give everything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it was Yitzchak that actually gave himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gave his life. I sacrificed myself to you. Even though Abraham also was willing, Abraham was willing to sacrifice his son. This was a great, great dimension, a great standard, a great madrega. As Bincha Yechidecho, your only son. But this was still not himself. Yitzchak sacrificed himself. And even though he didn't sacrifice himself, it's not true that he didn't sacrifice himself. He did, but the angel stopped him. The motivation and the will and the energy and the decisiveness was all there. Yet the angel came and stopped him. This HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped. But as far as all humanly powers, these were there. And this is all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was interested in. Yitzchak sacrificed himself. And Maisa Ove Simen Labonim, the deeds of the Oves, this became inheritance for the children. Yisrael inherited this Milo, this level, where they would become completely given over to the Creator without any division. Inseparable. This is the level, this is the greatness, the quality that they inherited from Yitzchak Avinu. The Maral writes, Aval, in his Sefer Netzach Yisrael, Aval Heima Legamri Al Hashem Yisborach. We see the quality of this nation is where they're capable of giving themselves completely to Hashem Yisborach. And this is something that we should not take for granted, because we find it amongst no other nation in the world. Ad ki botul metzias atzma mal Hashem Yisborach. Until they're willing, until there is no difference between their identity and the identity of Hashem. V'dovezeh mireh bu'uma hazreis shal yichud shmei v'kidu shmei ba'alamai. And this is very apparent and evident in this nation. Because we see when it comes to guarding the singleness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, or the sanctity of His name in this world, or the Kayim Teirosai, or the fulfillment of His Torah, they were historically willing to destroy themselves and give themselves over to all types of destruction in order to protect the singleness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, the sanctity for the fulfillment of His Torah. And this is something that we find by no other nation, only the nation of Israel. So we see that every Jew has this quality where he is willing deep down to give himself over completely to his Creator. And this is the great mile of the great quality that was inherited from Yitzchok Avinu. And therefore, when it came that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that your children have sinned, they have transgressed, they have left me. By Avraham, how great Avraham's dedication was to the Almighty, there was still the possibility that his children have left. So he said that you must Yimochu al Kedusha Shemecha, you must destroy them for the sanctity of your name. When it came to Yaakov, also the same thing. There was the possibility of a separation. When it came to Yitzchak, this was impossible. It was impossible that the children should leave you, because they and you are one. And they are inseparable. Because I am one with you. I gave my life to you. And therefore is it impossible that the children should leave you. Therefore, any transgression is merely superficial. You can carry it. And if you can, I can. And Yitzchok was the one, it was through his Mila, through his quality, that he was able to save the children. It is for this reason that we find in the Torah special levels of sanctity by Yitzchok that we do not find by the other Ovis. For example, when there was a famine in the land, Avraham went out of Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov also was to leave Eretz Yisrael. Yitzchok was going to go to Egypt, and Hashem said, "No, Gur Boris Azayis, do not leave." And our Chachomim tell us, because he was more sanctified than the other Ovis, because he had given himself for a sacrifice. Shul Yaitse, Korban is not allowed to go out of certain boundaries. Yitzchok was not allowed to go out of Eretz Yisrael. Another example, that when Abraham's wife Sarah did not give birth, she gave him Hagar, the handmaid. Yaakov's wife did not give birth, she also gave the handmaid. But when Rivka did not give birth, no handmaid was given. Again, Chazal tell us, he didn't want to marry a handmaid. She found his Kaddish, Bahara Moriah, because he was sanctified on the mountain. And the Medrash tells us that after the episode of the Akedah, Abraham sent Yitzchok to learn for 3 years in the Yeshiva of Shem. He said that this chus of Torah, which has brought me all of this wealth and all of this blessing, he never wants that it should depart from his household. Therefore he sent Yitzchok, who will be the descendant, to learn. Perhaps he had this level also in mind. So now we see the emphasis. We see the uniqueness of Yitzchok Avinu. The Gemara said that we quoted before Tikul lefonai v'shefer. The shefer shall ayel. Blow before me with a shofar. Shofar of the ram. The ram of the Yitzchok ben Avraham. In order that I should remember the Maisa Ati. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to remember? There is no shikha, there is no forgetting by Hashem. What is the concept of something that is remembered or something that is forgotten? The concept is when something is remembered, this means there is an attachment. When something is forgotten, this means there is a separation. That's one concept. Second concept is something that we can see, this is not relevant to memory. Because you do not have to call upon your memory for things that are in front of your eyes. You catch your memory for something which cannot be seen. This great attachment that the Jew has to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is something that cannot be seen. This is internal. This is hidden. Externally, this is not evident at all. If this attachment can be brought forth, can be brought to surface, then the Jew can bring forth his powers, can bring forth his qualities. If it cannot be brought to surface, then it is forgotten. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals his malchus to the world, and he ascends the throne of Mishpat, law, then he told Klal Yisrael, bring forth Zichreinus, bring the memories of your deeds before me. And the source of the greatest memory is that of Yitzchok Avinu. Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to judge the world, he is going to judge them in accordance to their good deeds and their sins. And if they have sins, in accordance to the letter of the law, they must be punished. So he told Klal Yisrael, your sins are superficial. Your sins, your transgressions are not imperfections in your essence. They are merely superficial. Because your essence is pure. And therefore, bring to me, bring forth this memory of Akedas ben Yitzchok, the sacrificing of Yitzchok. If this can be revealed by the Jew himself, then this quality, where the identity of the Jew and his Creator is one, will be revealed. The quality where he is inseparable from the Almighty will be revealed. And this will shed a light that these transgressions are merely superficial. If they cannot be revealed, Then there's the answer of Abraham and the answer of Yaakov. Yimochu shmei al kedusha shemecha. That they have transgressed, they have gone away, they must be destroyed. But if this great attachment can be revealed, then this in itself will purify all of their transgressions. This that they have gone astray, that they are lost, this is not an essence, this is only superficial. And the source of this is the Akedas Ben Yitzchok. Therefore, according to Baruch Hu said that you should bring before me Zichronos. Bring before me your memories. Let us create a memory, an attachment, that it should not be forgotten. If there is attachment, there will be a bond. If it is forgotten, then it will disappear. Ubameh. The Gemara says, how do you do this? The Shofar, what is Shofar? What role does the Shofar play? The Gemara says, also, Ibn Rosh Hashanah Tezai, Loma Teiki no Merim, Kishahed Yoshi, the Teiki no Merim, Kishahed Maimdi. Why do we blow the shofar, and why do we blow it twice? Kedei la'arvei la'sotem. In order to be ma'arvei the sotem, to break, to frighten the sotem, to confuse the sotem. And the Jew will blow the shofar, so the sotem will be confused. What does that mean? The greatest power that the sotem has in this world, our rabbis teach, is the power that he was given from this world. Olam hazeh lahalik. The word olam means to conceive. And when the world was created, the Sultan was given this power, lahalik, to conceal. What was he concealing? He was concealing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the creator, and the bond between he and his creations. This world is alma b'shikra. It's distorted. When we look at this world, we do not see direct links between HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the creator, and his creations. And this is the greatest power of the soul. Therefore, it drives man into all directions. No longer does he realize who is his creator, what purpose was he placed here for, what are his directions, what is important, what is not. The power of the shofar is the arve v'sasot. Can confuse the sotan, can break the grip of the sotan. Why can it? What shofar do we use, the Gemara says? Shofar shel ayil. We use the shofar of the ram's horn, which was from Yitzchok. When Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted, when Abraham was going to sacrifice Yitzchok, this sacrifice was stopped. And it was ultimately fulfilled through the ram. So this means that it was through the ram that the fulfillment of Yitzchok's desires found their place. When we blow the shofar, we bring forth this greatness of the act of Yitzchok. The act of Yitzchok was stopped, but it fulfilled itself through the ram. It states in the Torah that when Abraham sacrificed the ram, it was not merely a sacrifice. It says, Tachas b'nai, in the stead of his son. All of these energies, and all of this commitment, and all of this identity that Yitzchok had placed in giving himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this found its place in the world of reality, in the isle, in the ram, which was Tachas B'nai. in its stead. When we take the shofar, and this is the shofar of the ram, the Gemara says, what, why the ram? Because the ram of the Akedah ben Avraham, of Yitzchok ben Avraham. This brings forth the greatness of the act of Yitzchok Avinu. If this will bring forth the act of Yitzchok, then this surely will break the power of the Satan. Because the power of the Satan is to conceal the act of Yitzchok. Satan comes to conceal Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Creator and the creations, so that a man is walking in darkness and he is lost and he wanders and he strays. If the act of Yitzchok, which is the source of the closeness between Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is brought out and is brought to fruition, then this surely will destroy the hand of the Satan. This is a light in the world of darkness. Therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, bring Zichreinus. And how should you bring the Zichreinus? Through the shofar. And what kind of shofar? That of a ram's horn. Because through this, I will remember the Akedo of Yitzchok ben Avraham. Umala ani ki'ilu akartem eschem. And I will consider as if you have bound yourself and sacrificed yourself. Now, we can understand what the Medrash says. Medrash says, Ol Elokim b'srua, Hashem b'kol shefar. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu ascends His throne with the name Elokim, with the name of judgment. Hashem b'kol shefar, and then He ascends with the sound of the shofar, with the name of Hashem of compassion. Shosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yosheva Eilav Kisei Din. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu first reveals His Malchias, His majesty to the world on Rosh Hashanah, He ascends the throne of judgment. Ma'atam Ola Lekipasru. U'boshosh Yisrael Neitin HaShefreihan. And when Yisrael takes their shefers, they're taking the name HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they sound their shefers before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hu Eime Mikisei Hadin. He stands up from the throne of judgment. Yeshev Mikisei Rachamim. And He ascends another throne. He ascends the throne of compassion. Iksiv Hashem Bekol Shefar. U'mismal Aleim Rachamim. And He has mercy and compassion. U'merachim Aleim. He has mercy on Yisrael. And He changes the dimension of Deen to the dimension of Rachman. When Bachedish Ashvi and Rosh Hashanah. And then the Medrash says further, Ashrei Ha'on, Yudei Asrua, fortunate is the nation that knows the Trua, V'chi Ein Kumas Eilam Yudei Aleheria. The nations in the world, don't they know the Trua? They also know how to sound the shofar. They have all types of horns, they have all types of bugles and so forth. What does it mean? El Shehei Makirin Lefati says, Borim Bistur. Israel knows how to influence the Creator with the Torah. In order that He will be aiming Mikisei Hadin, in order that He will stand up from the throne of Din, Mikisei Rachamim to the throne of Rachamim, U'mismala Le'am Rachamim, V'heifech Lohem, He will change the Midas Hadin, the dimension of Deen of Law, to the dimension of Racham. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has commanded us. On Pesach, bring the barley. On Shavuos, bring the wheat. Sukkot, bring the water. What must we do on Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah, Imru Lefonei Malchias. You must declare Malchias, Zichreinus, and Shefres. First Malchias, you must declare HaKadosh Baruch Hu's majesty. because it was at this time that the world was created, and the first man was created, and his rays of his majesty came into this world. And you must crown me, because it is Israel that brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu's majesty into this world, because the other nations rejected. And the ultimate of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intent was not merely to be a king, but where his kingship should reign in this world and should be brought into this world. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you must be male lefonai zichreinus letei. You must bring before me your deeds. Why? Because when I reign, I am reigning as Melech HaMishpat, as the King of Judgment. And then I must judge. And you have iniquities, transgressions, and I must punish. So therefore you must bring before me the schus. And what schus should you bring? The schus of the Oris. And in particular, what schus? The schus of Yitzchok Avinu. Why? Because through the schus of Yitzchok Avinu, no iniquity can demand annihilation. Not so with Abraham and not so with Yaakov. But through the schus of Yitzchok Avinu, no iniquity can demand annihilation. Ki leidach mimenu nidach. Because no Jew can be separated from his source. Every Jew's identity is synonymous with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because Yitzchok gave himself entirely over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He kept nothing for himself. And this he bequeathed to the children. And if this is the case, then any transgression is merely superficial, but it's not the internal bond between the Jew and his Creator. And when you bring this to me, and how should you bring it? Bamer, the shofar, with the shofar. And the shofar is with the horn of the ram of Yitzchok Avinu. And this, the Gemara tells us, is Baharve Vesasotin. This breaks the grip of the Sotan, because the Sotan's greatest power is to bring darkness to the world and to conceal the fact that Boni Mater Hashem Elokeichem, that you are the sons of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you bring the shofar, and this is the shofar of the ram which was Tachas B'nai Yitzchok, which went instead in the stead of Yitzchok Avinu, and all of the identification and the energies and the motivation and decisiveness of Yitzchok came to fruition in this realm. So this is just the antithesis of the power of the Sotan. Sotan is coming to say and to devise that there is no bond, that he has forsaken us, that the Almighty has forsaken us. There is no Almighty, he has forsaken us, he has forgotten us, we are lost. And the shofar is coming to say that they are inseparable. That no matter what happens, they are inseparable. They cannot be divided. And when this is brought, this is a zichrayim, not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a revelation for the Jew. And when the Jew hears this and remembers this, then he realizes his internal bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this brings him beyond and above his transgressions. And this is the Tshuva in Kapora. And through this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he hears this, and he hears that he is dealing with his own sons that are inseparable, he's Ole Mikise Adin. He gets up from the throne of justice and law, and he's Yaisei Malkise Rachamim. He sits on the throne of compassion. Umismale Rachamim. Of Israel, and he brings Racham into Israel. This is the avodah, the task that the Jew has on Rosh Hashanah. One final note, which is worthy to mention, the particular midah, the particular quality that Al-Chazal tells us that was attached to Yitzchak Avinu was that of Yerev HaPachad. Zal said in many places, Pachad Yitzchak. Yitzchak saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a great fear. Yiras Hashem. What does Yiras Hashem mean to fear Hashem? Most people interpret this simply. One should have fear from Hashem. There's a much deeper dimension in this. Because this midah, this quality, is also described by the Chazal in many places with the word gevura. Gevura means strength. Why should it take particular strength to fear Hashem? Hagdula v'hagvura. Gedula is Avram the Chesed, and Gvura is Yira of Yitzchak. Why should it take strength to fear Hashem? There's another dimension. Baral explains. Yiras Hashem, Yiras Elohim. This does not mean merely to fear Hashem. This means not to fear man. Yiras Hashem, to fear Hashem, means not to fear man. Not to fear man, and not to fear any power in the world. Only Hashem. There are many people who feel they fear Hashem, but meanwhile they're afraid of this one and this one, and they're afraid of that and this. That's not Yiras Elohim. That was not the year of Yitzchak. Yitzchak had a great fear and pachad. He trembled from HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a gigantic mountain. And he saw that everything in the world was ke'efes. Everything in the world was nothing compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His fear of Hashem was that he had no fear of man or of any other power in the world. And this is why our sages described Yira as Gvura, strength, because this comes from a tremendous strength where a person can close his eyes from every factor in the world and only see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only fear Hashem. And the Chazal tell us, Ein Ol Milvado. He sees the power as HaKadosh Baruch Hu and anything else is insignificant. And it was because of this that he was able to give himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it is because of this, like we quoted before, that Jews who were able to give their lives al Kedusha Shemecha to the sanctity of Hashem, or Al Teirosei for the fulfillment of his Torah, this was from a tremendous Gevura. Because if they, those who feared men or feared other factors, they were not able to. So the power of the giving of one's life came from Yiras Elohim, to fear Hashem, and nothing else. And it is on this foundation that is built this bond that we're speaking of. The Jew has an internal bond, an internal bond to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because internally he knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he fears nothing else. All of these other fears and anxieties and confusions and everything else that we have is all in the superficial world, not internally. It is the avodah, the task of the Jew. This is a lifelong task. Every day. But in particular in Rosh Hashanah, he has this opportunity to reveal this internal bond to himself, where he can reach into his depths and realize some of this.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za. via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.